Well, the Northern Territory votes in just over a week, and like many other campaigns, all sides of politics there are promising more consequences for those who commit crimes, law and order, as they say. But following the 2016 Royal Commission into Youth Detention, the Labor government promised to rely more on rehabilitation to address high crime and Indigenous incarceration rates. Many Indigenous community leaders are now speaking of their disappointment that so little has changed as they watch the political cycle swing back to who can be toughest on crime. Jane Barden has this report.
Have you ever been homeless? Have you ever lived in public housing?
Well, how can we comment on that?
Outside the early polling centre in Darwin this week, voter Jeremy Thomas attacked country Liberals staff for the party's tough-on-crime stance. He's frustrated the election is again being used as a platform to talk about toughening a justice system, which he thinks hardened rather than rehabilitated him as a teenager.
Harsher sentencing is not going to make the crime rate go down at all, because I've lived it. I've got a criminal record. And the reason I've got a criminal record is because I've done things to put food in my stomach or put petrol in my car.
If the CLP wins government next week, its leader Leah Fenocchiaro is promising to open a new boot camp near Alice Springs and make breach of bail a crime.
These people need to be held to account, and a future CLP government is very focused on addressing crime that the Gunner government have ignored.
The Conservative Territory Alliance Party leader Terry Mills is also promising harsher penalties for repeat offenders.
We can't have a situation where there are 150 warnings of various kinds. There has to be one, two or three, no more.
During 4 years in government, Labor has funded a few more youth diversion and rehabilitation programs, but also cut some. The Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, is also promising more consequences, including at a newly funded cattle station youth work camp.
We've put significant consequences in place this term, additional consequences. We opened up the 7 EMU cattle station just in June this year, so another further place, an alternative to detention where you can go out on a cattle station there, work hard.
Many Aboriginal leaders feel the tough-on-crime election push is contributing to Northern Territory Indigenous incarceration rates, which have remained the second highest in Australia after WA. 85% of adults and 95% of juvenile detainees in the NT are Indigenous. Thomas Mayer was the organiser of Darwin's Black Lives Matter protests in June.
We have statistics that we should all be ashamed of. The most incarcerated people on the planet. And it's not because we're an innately criminal people. We're not born with criminal intent or, you know, tendencies. It's a systemic problem.
He says there hasn't been enough effort and money spent on trying to address the causes of crime, including poverty and poor housing.
And we see that with 12 Closing the Gap reports now, and every one of them a very disappointing failure.
I just went out for a drink. She's been giving me a bad time.
Indigenous musician Shelley Morris has spent years working with Aboriginal communities on projects to try to address those underlying causes. One was an anti-domestic violence song she produced with young people in Tennant Creek.
Change is going to come when community talks from within community. I believe every community around Australia or every language group or clan group, they have the solutions to their own issues. We can't blanket approach.
She says everywhere she goes, she sees music, art and sport projects making a difference while they last.
You're dealing with funding that's there and then funding that's not, and a great program that works for the community and seeing great significant change. Oh, next government, oh, we're not doing that anymore. Like, they're breaking hearts all the time.
The musician despairs hearing the old tough-on-crime mantras re-emerge.
I do lose a bit of hope. And of course, with tough-on-crime, I mean, there are some crime that needs to stop. That's definitely, like, I'm not saying, oh, let's all get all fairy-airy about it, you know, airy-fairy. I'm saying that sometimes there are deeper issues, and sometimes those issues could be solved, whether it's young children suffering from homelessness or at risk.
Shelley Morris says while working on music and film projects in Darwin's prison and youth detention centre, she's been disappointed by a lack of rehabilitation services.
I would have thought that people were in there, there was opportunity for anger management, for, you know, if you've got depression and if you've got an opportunity to grow. But no, it's not about that. You've been bad locked away.
Particularly for people with problems she feels could be addressed.
There was over 70% that were there because of alcohol-related issues. 25% were driving offences. So, I mean, if we're able to work with those things first, wouldn't we see such a difference?
She thinks there's unconscious racism at the root of many problems affecting Indigenous people in the justice system and society. And she's hopeful movements like Black Lives Matter could help change that.
To be a better country, we have to walk alongside each other to make those changes.
What are some of the things that have happened to you, you know, even if you don't want to say exactly where it was, but have just made you think racism's still alive and well in Australia?
Well, when I was in Brisbane, I was unable to rent a property, and even though I had a perfect record, and my manager, my white manager, had to go as guarantor, and even though she works for me.
If you look under the rocks and that, you'll see prawns. And our men used to come with long spears and get brim.
Traditional owner May Roses says many Indigenous people get into trouble with the law in her regional town of Katherine when they come in from dry, remote communities to binge drink all of their dole money and sleep rough here by the river or in parks. The local Indigenous Health Service board member would like more remote communities to have their own tightly controlled canteens to stop people gravitating towards towns.
I've seen in a good, very good example is at Kalkaringi. You know, they have a club out there, they have strong rules. If kids don't go to school, you know, they don't get served alcohol. They've got really a good system there that traditional owners out there control that.
She's the chairwoman of a government-funded Indigenous Elders Prison Visiting Program.
People are being incarcerated for many things, you know, like some things are very small that we should be allowed to be part of to bring about change so we can minimise our people being incarcerated. There's work out here in our community on country that our people could be working on with us, with government, to give back to the community.
The Labor government has proposed a plan to make an Aboriginal justice agreement with Indigenous communities to work together on finding ways to reduce incarceration rates. May Roses thinks such a process could have some potential, but only if there was widespread consultation.
You need people, strong Aboriginal leaders who can go in there that understand our policies, our law, our process and procedures to incorporate that with governments. Until that happens, we're always going to be controlled and dictated to, and nothing will change for us.
May Roses is a Katherine traditional owner, speaking with our reporter Jane Barden.